fases já mais só, mesmo que Mahapurush. Madhamadhikari can help some aspect. So he told that you should be sincere and offer yourself in the Lord's purpose and be Sharanagata. Sarvadharmanapattya. Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Aham Tvam Sarvapapya. You are not Aham Sarvapapya, but I will realize what is Prema Bhakti. I mean, Bhakti will descend in your heart. So he Now he get this teachings to Vyas and he went to Hare Krishna, Radhe 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 and Krishna and he went and he took bath in that river Saraswati and he sat down and surrendered everything. Oh, Krishna surrendered. I want to realize that Prema Bhakti. And who are you? I want to see. I've heard that you are ocean of rush. I want to see. And when he offered everything, his heart and everything, sincerely, not only by words. We do something by words, but not really by giving everything. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mouth tells and distant tells, but not heart. If heart is telling Hare Krishna, then yes, heart will. We also remember our Guru Mantra, Diksha Guru Mantra, like Gopal Mantra, Gayatri, Kama Gayatri. But only from outside. If you do internally, then heart must. So we should try to. So when Vyas became Saranagata to Bhakti and he told, O Bhakti Devi, I am yours. You should reflect your shape and everything in my heart. When he did like this, because he was so powerful, so Bhakti Devi, at once, yeah? Bhakti yogena manasa samyak parihite amale apashyat purusham purnam mayani sa jada pasha. At once he is young. Who is supreme? First and foremost. He saw that flute wala Krishna smiling very gently in krupe and taking heart of all Vrajavasi. He is supreme. Out here. And what I told before, everything he saw and realized. How sweet he was. How we were with Mother Yashoda. How she taken Krishna. And how he was waiting in the front of Yashoda. How he was praying in the Lord's feet of Srimati Radhika. So all his heart, from top to bottom, from his birth to Dwarka Lila, everything he saw. Like we see cinema. Cinema is not a real thing. On the
screen,
we see photo only. They are moving here, doing, but actually there is nothing. But they saw everything real. Krishna at once came with the all Brajavasi and he saw the birth of Krishna from the womb of Yashoda. Also he saw that he is appeared in Mathura at a time and how he was playing everything from Braja and up to Dwarka Lila, everything and how he listened. How he was satisfied. And what he realized in his soul and he saw the road in heart. So Gita is a book for
primary
childhood
stage.
Primary stage. And Srimad Bhagavad Gita is for
master degree
or post graduate. We can practice some Gita or Upadesh, but very hard to realize all these facts of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially this prem, love and devotion. But we have not come only to follow Gita, we have come to realize all Bhagavatam's temple. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kindly gave us. So he wrote, कृष्णे परम पुरुषे भक्ति उपपद्यते पुनः शोक मोह श्रीमद् भागवतम दैट एनीवन विल रीड आर हियर श्रीमद् भागवतम एस्पेशली बाय हियरिंग एनीवन हियर श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड ही विल टेस्ट बाय हियरिंग दिस and he will try to have this thing. Then he will go to a special guru or any Vaishnava, realize so. We cannot go, but Krishna will arrange himself like he arranged Narada to go to the ashram. He sent Swamiji to you all. You have not done anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all India on foot, uttering Hare Krishna or Radhe Radhe Krishna Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav. All better. Why he went? Anyone has called them? In South India or anywhere? In North the anyone called. And that was Advaita. But all other places anyone never give any invitation to come, but he went there. Well, it is regular. So he wrote everything. By reading, we cannot attain everything. We will have some taste. But if we will hear it from any realized Vaishnava, because they have lock and key, they have opened the law and opened the door, then we can realize and hear anything, know anything. By reading alone, you cannot. So, we must have to see it, to hear from realizations. At least he should be Madhyam Adhikari, having no anartha, no selfishness, nothing. Then we can realize something and we can advance. And this association should be constructed constantly. But constant. Not that in a year I only hear one time. Repeated. By doing so, Narada, there they saw that prema bhakti had come. So, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. He manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam he could not write, but it came from Krishna and he only manifested it. But we'll have to hear from any realized soul, like Narada, like Rupa Goswami, like the devotees who are following Rupa Goswami. Then bhakti will come and then you will see that naturally tears will come by chanting. That they have told from where you have that bhakti that you gave me? Then Nara told, I was a son of a very low class of
maid servant.
I was about of 5 years age. I was knowing nothing. I was like a foolish, nothing knowing. But once four or so many could realize the high class of Vaishnava in rainy season, and it was Chaturmasya, it may be Kartik month, as you were in Vrindavan. How you tested this Vrindavan, Parikrama, I don't know, but I think that it has touched your hearts. You can never forget. So beautiful, marvelous. So, his mother was a maid servant of low class. She was serving them, their vessels, their kitchen, and everything. Not making prasadam, naivedya, but they were used to clear, she used to clear everything, vessels and kitchen room and everything. They used to cook for Krishna and to offer Krishna. And whole day and night they were always engaged in hearing and telling Harikatha like you are hearing. Very patiently. So, all there observing Chaturmasya Vrata there. For 4 months they were there. From morning and then to morning they have divided their time in specific. Sometimes hearing, sometimes chanting, sometimes worshipping, sometimes reading books, sometimes Shravanam Kirtam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhatam. So they had divided all. So that boy, Narad, always engaged with me, he forget his home. Always did. Sometimes going with them to take bath and taking their
white cloths
and then bring them to carry water to clear places. And sometimes he told, may I take your remnants? Or did they get them? And they get their remnants. The effect was that in very few days his heart became so pure. And then he began to have a taste in hearing all these things, what was going in class. So very carefully he used to hear. Then 4 months went on. But bhakti seed was there. And they were going, leaving that place, he began to weep so loud. That you are going, leaving me, I want to go with you, but his mother was disturbing, not to go. So he was crying loud. At last they gave some mantra, Om Narayana, to that boy. And he should practice in this way. They gave the fact,
rule and regulation,
how to do it. And you will realize, bhakti will come, Krishna will come, and you will see and realize in some days. And they went. They wanted to practice what their guru has told. Who are they? They were Sanakshanandan, Sanatan. Very realization. Gurus of Narada. There are also so many, but among them they were prominent. So he was thinking that here, in the laps of mother, I cannot do it. So I give up. I should try to give up. But her mother was so careful that always taking me in laps, going here and there, there are no chance to realize and to practice. One day, a serpent, a snake bite, and he saw that mother is dead. He did not take any sanskar and he ran towards forest. And from one forest to deep forest he went. When he went in the deep forest where elephants were running.
Competing.
And lions were roaring. Tigers were running. And he was fearless. No fear at all. And he went to a very big pond, very water, so rich. He took bath in that pond. And under the tree, a burdock tree, banyan tree, in a high place. And he began to chant. And remember that mantra. Always and always. Heart and soul, not like us, Hare Krishna and walking and chattering so much. How his guru told? He began to practice. Shutting his eyes, clapping this way, and all this remembering and chanting. At once, Narayan came after some. He forget to make a stool, urine, to take anything, to drink water, anything he all forget. So after some time, Narayan came in his heart. And he saw Narayan, poor and dead. And he blessed him that your wish should be fulfilled. At once my wish fulfilled. And he vanished. Then I began to weep loudly. Oh Narayan, where you are? I became mad for him. But a song came. What song? Akashvani?
Sky sound.
From the sky. A sound from the sky. Narad, glorified. I cannot come before you because you have so many now anarths. I never give my darshan to anyone in anarth states, but mercifully I give this my darshan to you. You should chant and remember. Always, for 24 hours, don't forget. And you should do Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Shivanam, Vachanam, always. And you see, you will be matured. Bhakti will come. And then this body will go, your mind will go away. And you will be mukta, liberated. And a very beautiful sail will come out from this body. And that body can go to heaven, to Vaikuntha, to Braja, anywhere in the world in a second. And no problem at that time. Now, any insect can bite. Any man can do apaman,
insult.
You may be hungry, you will be thirsty, anyone can right, beat you by any
stick.
Anyone can have a cash upon you. Sometimes you will see that no money, money problem. Sometimes you will see that so many rogues are coming. Rogues, you know, diseases are coming. And you see that after some time you will become young, after some time you will become old, and after that your this will be white, teeth will go away. No good.
Eyesight.
No remembrance. All the insanity. And after that, you give up this world. And this world, it is general. But in Madhyam Adhikar, when he goes, all anarth goes by. All his actions, fruits of all the actions, by the chanting Hari name. And after that, when he comes in the mood of bhav, that bhakti began to come in his heart, then difficulties and problems will come, but he will not care for all this. He will not involve. No effect of all this. And when at prem, little feet will come. There will be no obstacles, nothing. So Narada began to roam in the whole world, chanting Hare Krishna or Krishna name. And at last a day came, then his whole purva karma, prarabdha. The effects of all his previous actions, bad and good, went away. चल गया आपसे
बर्ड
भक्ति काफी थी ब्यूटीफुल से केम आउट ऑफ दिस बॉडी वेरी ब्यूटीफुल इन दिस नार्थ से एवरीथिंग वाज ट्रांसडेंटल इन अ सेकंड ही कैन गो एनी पार्ट ऑफ एनी वर्ल्ड ही कैन क्रॉस ऑल द ओशंस ही कैन गो up Chandra Lok and Swarga Lok and Vaikuntha Lok, anywhere he can go. If you will tell that you should die, at once he will die. Or you will have bhakti, at once bhakti will come. Uttam Mahabhagavat. So we should try to follow this thing. Have a very strong faith in Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava. Though they are rare, but if Krishna will see that, oh, he is honest and true and sincere, he will manage any very qualified Guru like Narada, not like Narada, but in line of Narada and Rupa Goswami. I think that the association of Rupa Goswami is more than because he is Rukmanjali. Narada cannot guide us like Rupa Goswami will guide. So we should have faith like this. And see that one day, Asha Bandha Samutkanthanamda, I will have this by the mercy of Rupa Goswami. Today, I have spoken so much. Tomorrow I will try to explains Manas Shiksha first stroke first. And if you will realize this and you will follow sincerely, certainly your affection and love for Krishna in the line of Rupa Goswami. And very soon they realize. Very carefully here. And try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Go, Ramananda.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tribute.
You can come nearer. Hare Krishna. The singer, she sings.